This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines at this hour, MUT moves closer to international partnership with Lesotho Agritech Institute, and residents from the Umkutulu informal settlement block, the M19 near Reservoir Hills, protesting ongoing water supply problems and frequent pipe bursts. It is just 2 minutes after 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. Mangosuthu Investor of Technology is moving closer to a major international partnership following a visit from the Lesotho's Agritech Institute earlier this month. The visit saw representatives from the Agritech Institute meet with the Faculty of Applied and Health Sciences to discuss collaboration in agriculture, education and research. The talks could soon lead to a formal memorandum of understanding between the two institutions. The Dean of the Faculty, Professor Alfred Msomi, says the partnership will focus on student exchange programs, joint research projects and staff development. This could see Lesotho students studying at MUT, while MUT students gain practical agricultural experience in Lesotho. The partnership forms part of MUT's broader internationalization strategy within the Southern African Development Community. The Senior Director for Marketing and Communications, Mbali Mkhize, says the university is committed to building regional partnerships that strengthen education and agricultural innovation. If finalized, the agreement could open new opportunities for research collaboration and help address agricultural challenges in the region. And then in your other news, a group of protesters near Reservoir Hills brought traffic on the M19 to a standstill this morning. The busy route linking Durban to Pinetown was closed to traffic when community members lit fires during a protest over ongoing water supply problems. It is understood that demonstrators are from the Umkutulu informal settlement. Ward 23 councillor Alicia Kisun says months of low pressure and repeated pipe bursts have left some areas without water supply. She says they have on separate occasions reported the problems to the Etiquini municipality. Kisun says residents along Varsity Drive and Headfield Road were also affected.
If you average it out, we've had a minimum of one burst every week since January. And this is not something new. This has been brought to the attention in writing and in numerous phone calls to the department. We cannot have residents going to these levels to get attention. This is a water crisis and we need to listen. We need to deal with it immediately, not wait for residents to get to this point.
And finally, umculi kaMaskandi uBahuphe usedalelwe ukuthi ngeke aphinde athule ama-albhamu akhe ngaphandle kwenxathela yeyitolo yeworkshop enkabeni yeTheku, kulandela ukuxoshwa ngabaphathi bayo ngenxa yokugcwala kwabantu. Ngomgqibelo lo mculi benze indumo ezulu yomcimbi wokwethula i-albhamu yakhe entsha ethi Ngizobalanda. Bekusweleka indawo yokunyathela ngenxa yokuphuma kwabantu ngomningi babo bezobona lo mculi nabanye abebamemile. Phakathi kwabe bezomeseka kubalwa uJumbo wampikile kwi-albhamu, uZakwe, uNtencane, uSaliwa, Indoni, uLungelo Hlongwane, uGadla Nxumalo, uMusa Mseleko, iTswasa Lenkhathela kanye nabanye. I-albhamu kabe yethula ineyingoma eziwu-17 kanti bekulindeleke ukuthi iphume ngomgqibelo ekuseni ezitolo zomculo za-online, kodwa akwenzekanga. Now to recap your top story at this hour, MUT moves closer to international partnerships with Lesotho Agritech Institute. This is all for myself at this hour. Do get your next news headlines at 1:30. For your MUT Radio News, I'm Amahle Mncwango.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.